So it doesn't so happen so often in the Kew Garden Hills, but some neighborhoods actually have trees, right? A lot of trees, right? So more suburban, so maybe not in Flatbush, not in Kew Garden Hills, but in more suburban towns, often you'll see trees on the street. Now the question is, can you have a whole, let's say a shul as a whole block, you know, as its, what's it called? It's part of the shul's, rishus. Can you have trees and plant, you know, build a garden right outside the shul? And first blush, you would think, why not? That's nice. If some area is fortunate enough to be able to own a whole complex for a shul, so then you can at least make it as pretty as possible. Build trees and garden and have a whole nice area outside, a park outside. So the question is a shul allowed to have a garden? So it's actually a very interesting topic, because the Rambam, without talking about shul, says something which sets off a big firestorm amongst the Achronim, and some even of the Rishonim. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchas, Perek Vav of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says, Hanoteya ilan eitzel hamizbeach. Someone plants a tree next to the mizbeach. We're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Only the Beis HaMikdash. O b'chol ha'azara, or in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, no matter what type of tree it is, he says, even if it's made to make the area look pretty, to make it for noi lemikdash, v'yofi, hare zeloke, you get malchus for planting such a tree. Wild. Shenemer, because it says, lo sita l'cha asherah kol eitz, eitz al mizbach, Hashem alkecha, v'mnei shahaya zed derecha ovdei kochavim. This was a way of idol worshippers. They would make trees next to their mizbeach, so that all the nation could congregate around the mizbeach, so they would build trees next to their mizbeach. Now the Rambam is clearly, to be clear, the Rambam is talking about the Beis HaMikdash only. It's in Hilchos Avodah Kochavim, it's talking about the mizbeach and the fall of the Azara. Yeah. Shavuos is a separate issue. It's a good question. Shavuos needs a whole separate 10 minutes for it. But one second. But if we stick with the regular shul, not Shavuos, I want to unify our
group. Shavuos, but they used to
have correct. It's similar to Sugya by Shavuos by Bechukos Samuel Seleichu. This is Rambam says it's similar to Avodah Zarah. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch. And in Siman Kuf Nun, by the beginning, the Rabbi Kiva Eger said something absolutely wild. He says a tremendous chumrah. He quotes the Rambam, and then he quotes Rav David Arma, which if you look at the fancy Frankel Rambams, you could find it inside, and it's basically how Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes him. He says, "V'kasid Rav David Arma beferish la Rambam de'afilu etzel besakneses aser midrabanan." Even next to a shul, it's aser midrabanan, because our shuls are mikdash ma'at, are a small, you know, a mini version of the Beis HaMikdash, or a lower level of the Beis HaMikdash. But basically, because of that, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's usher to plant trees next to a shul. Pretty wild. All of a sudden, you can't plant any trees outside a shul. So do we pask in this way? So the Maram Shik, in Tshuva Ayin Ches and in Ayin Tes, says 100%. It's usher. Rav David Arma quoted it. You're not allowed to plant a tree next to a shul in the chatzar of a shul. And he says, why? It's very simple. He says, because the Rambam gave the reason, because that's what they did in Avodah Zarah. If in Avodah Zarah, house of Avodah Zarah, that's what they do in the churches and in their places of prayer, if they're going to have trees to make it beautiful, so therefore we are not allowed to have trees. And he says, here's the chumrah of the day from the Maram Shik, even if you purchase the property after the trees are there, you have to uproot the trees. You're not even allowed to keep the trees there. It's one thing not to plant. Says the Maram Shik, you have to uproot. So the first thing you do when you buy a shul is you uproot all the trees that are in the courtyard of the shul, according to the Maram Shik. Yeah.
Even though it's a...
So it's a fruit tree. That's part of a discussion. It sounds like, yes. We'll see others are going to discuss this as well. But yeah, because it's Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? Avodah Zarah? You can't keep Avodah Zarah. Yeah.
Is a fruit tree part of their custom?
So is a fruit tree part of their custom? So the Rambam said, Bein Iwan Srak, Bein Iwan Michael. Every type of tree. Rambam says.
That could be in those days, was in India.
So the Maharam Sheikh lived, I believe, I don't quote, hold me on this, I think 100, 200 years ago, within that time period. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. We're talking about 100, 200 years ago. But according to the Maharam Sheikh, it sounds like it is usher. So he's not sounds like, he says it's usher. Then he throws in for good measure a good thing to end the tshuva with. He says it's pritzus regardless. He says, what are you going to do with trees outside and benches outside? He says, the men and the women are going to congregate. He says, forgetting about any other problem, about any avodah zarah, he says, you shouldn't have trees and benches outside of shul. What are the people going to do? They're going to hang out. It's going to become the tashlich scene. You know what I mean? It's going to become the shul scene. Everyone's going to hang out on those benches. That's what he says. 100% usher. Comes along the Binyan Tzeis in the Aruch Laner, in Tshuva number Tes. He says that he goes two steps. He says, number one, he says there's not even an issur to plant. Not even to plant a tree. In other words, you buy a property, you could plant trees. And he says, you know why? Because he says he argues with Reb David Arma. He says our shuls aren't exact replicas of the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone here, I don't want to call you out. Anyone here wearing sandals? No. Anyone want to admit they're wearing sandals? So he says some types of shoes, you're not going to wear in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mefurash Gemara and Megillah, certain types of minolim or sandals, you're not going to wear in the Beis HaMikdash. But we wear it to our shuls nowadays and no one thinks twice about it. Because obviously the level of Kedusha of a Beis HaMikdash, and he gives a couple of other proofs, is similar to a shul, but it's not the exact same thing. So he says just because the Rambam says it's also to have a Beis HaMikdash, doesn't necessarily mean a shul has to follow the same way. Comes along the Binyan Tzion and he says it's totally okay to plant. And for sure, he says, point number two, if you buy property, you buy a shul, and it happens to be with luxurious trees all over the place, these fancy trees, just keep the trees for sure. You can keep them there. You're even allowed to plant them to begin with. Of course, you can keep them there. So how do we pass? And so what about in later generations, within the last 50, 60, 70 years? So the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says that it is okay to plant such trees, or definitely to keep such trees there for sure. Because he says all Isser that would be to plant it. But to keep them there, he says it's totally okay. Well, if you buy a shul and it's got trees there, keep the trees. And he brings a proof from a Magen Avraham later on, which talks about if the garden of the shul has Kedusha or doesn't have Kedusha. So says the Artzi, how do you have a garden in a shul to begin with? It must be, he says, you bought the shul with the garden. And if you buy the shul with the garden, you can keep the garden in the shul. It's only the plant. That's the Isser according to the Har Tzvi.
My next point is
that maybe different a garden and a tree. Maybe only a real tall tree, which is the Isser, not a garden. He also says it depends why you're planting it. He says if you're planting it, l'noi harachov, that's what he calls it. You know, to beautify, you know, the rechov, or the block, he suggests, so people don't staring at your shul. He says, you know, you put up those, like, tall trees, so he says, that's okay. It's only when you're planting it for the beauty of the shul, in other words, it's like an extension or a bench area for the shul, he says, that's when it would be a problem.
What's wrong by beautifying the shul?
Because he says, if you beautify the shul, that's what the goyim do.
No.
Yeah.
Or the goyim do
that's
that.
That's what the goyim do, and if that's the case, then you're copying them by beautifying your shul. Oh. So then Rabbi Ariyehu told me that he saw the topic, he told me the Rav of this Beis Medrash, tremendous Talmid Chacham, obviously, he knows all these Maamar Makomos, he tells me, look at the Heichal Yitzchak, he says. Rav Herzog wrote a tshuva, and Rabbi Ariyehu just told me he read the tshuva when the Sefer was first written 40 years ago. So the Heichal Yitzchak asks this topic, but he comes out very mako. He says a couple of reasons why you should be mako. He says, number one, because the whole Isser is only right outside the door of the shul. Because it says right next to the opening of the shul. It says if you planted a few times on the side, you're totally okay. Next, he says this is Rav David Arman, Rabbi Kiva Eger, they're just making a lumdish point. They're not paskining halacha l'maisa. They were making a diuk in the Rambam. It wasn't a halacha l'maisa. Therefore, he says that. And he says the biggest kunz, which Baruch Shekivanti, I was bothered by this question, is that what sefer am I missing here? I always have a Mishnah Berurah. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah. Didn't make it into the Mishnah Berurah. Says Rav Eichel Yitzchak, since the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, we don't pass in this, he says, especially in our neighborhoods in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't really have these like churches that have these trees, so he says, definitely not a problem. Eichel Yitzchak says, for sure to keep trees that are there already, for sure, okay. Even to plant it, he wants to suggest it would be permitted. But one second, I need to finish off. I got 2 minutes. I don't want to go over with you. 1 second, so, and then you'll ask after. Then Mitzitza Eliezer, on the other hand, goes the opposite way. Mitzitza Eliezer says it's very simple. He says it's machmir. Why? It's a Rabbi Kiva Eger says halacha. Why would you take Rabbi Kiva Eger and say not like Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Mitzitza Eliezer in Yud Dawud Chavav? He says to be machmir. And he says, even the hired sphere of Tzvi Pesach Frank wanted to be Mako. Remember, I told you, you really only said you were Mako because you were building it to make the Rechov prettier, to block, you know, to block people from looking in your shul. He says, but you're really, if you're just building or planting a tree for the beauty of the whole complex, he says, then that already, even the hired Tzvi wouldn't necessarily agree. So Vitzitz Eliezer comes out very Mach. Two more Mar Makomos. The Dibros Eliyahu is Reb Aber Jill, Va in Vav Tez Vav. He says it's mutter. You know why he ends off? He says, Puk Chazi Mai Amadabar. Go look around what all the shuls do. He says, obviously all the shuls have trees in their yard.
Doesn't justify it.
And he brings the ones who are Mekum and he says, we follow them. You know how we know how we follow the Mekum instead of the Machmirim? Because everyone does it, he says. So obviously, since shuls all do it, it must be mutter. On the other hand, we'll end with the Chazon Ish. Listen to what the Chazon Ish writes about a great maisa that happened in Bnei Brak. In the Sefer Archos Rabbeinu, on page Kuf Mem Zayin and Chelek Aleph, yeah, he says, Chaim Kanievsky told the author that they wanted to plant trees next to the Beis HaKnesses HaGadol Bnei Brak. I don't know what that is, but the Beis HaKnesses HaGadol of Bnei Brak, this is about, sounds like about 50 years ago, 60 years ago, because the Chazon Ish is already about 70 years ago. Anyway, so what happens? So the Rabbani Yair tried to be Mekel. They tell the Chazon Ish says, what do you mean? It's a Mefurish Rabbi Akiva Eger that says it's Aser. So he said, you know what the Chazon Ish said? I've got an idea to make it, how are we going to convince these Rabbanim that it's Aser? I will kid you not, I'll read you the words in case you doubt me. He says, it's one line. He says, V'nosen Maran Eitza Shelo Yitu. He gave a good idea how to figure out that they don't plant it. He says, Heyos V'losrara Achtas Teya Ben Rabbanim. Since the Rabbanim, there's no Achtas amongst the Rabbanim and Bnei Brak, he says, tell every rabbi, Sheyagidu L'cho Rav, Sherei Ehu Matir, that the guy down, the rabbi down the block is Matir, he says, Oz Memeilu Hu Yesar, then he'll be Yesar. I couldn't get over this. V'hosif Agon Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Shezelo Ozer. I think that means it didn't work. And they built the trees, and so I guess the Chazon Ish was very anti-having trees outside of Shul. Shkoyach.